if you were listening to Billy McCarthy's Daisy AM earlier on, you may have heard my friend and guest Richard Burke from Safe Harbour on talking with Billy about his Running on Empty course, which is a free course to help you, I suppose, find out how your head works. And it's on the 16th of January, that's Wednesday coming, at 9:30 AM at the Dunhill Enterprise Centre. Best part of it all, it's free of charge. Richard, welcome back to the programme.
Thanks, Ian.
So, we heard you talking about Billy earlier on this morning, but I want to talk to you about something else today.
Okay.
It's this time of year that people on the 1st of January say, right, that's it, I'm giving up the fags, I'm off them for good, I'm off them for life. And we're now, what, the 7th or 8th of January, so people might have actually fallen a bit off the wagon You know, all their best intentions are gone. So I know that you can help people with this.
We do, and like it's probably the most popular thing in the end of January. Very often people think that I'm really busy at the start of January with people who want to stop smoking, which I'm not.
Yeah.
And no therapist really is, because everybody wants to try and stop themselves, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
What happens in the second week and third week and fourth week of January is that people start falling off the wagon. And the reason we fall off the wagon is not because you're not motivated. It's not because you're not trying your best. It's because you're using your conscious, logical mind to try and solve a problem that's been embedded in your subconscious mind for the last 10, 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
And you've practiced this so much that your subconscious mind is going, okay, look, we leave them off for a while. I think one of the problems, I think, that when people are selling the whole stop smoking thing, like, you know, we stop smoking on your own, et cetera, is that, you know, they say focus on the money that you'll save. But that's just one side of the scale.
Uh-huh.
What most people forget about is the other side of the scale. There are reasons why you smoke.
Right.
I smoke because I'm stressed.
Yeah.
I smoke because it gives me a break. I smoke because I can walk outside for 5 minutes and get away from my place of work.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if you stand outside any place of work, if it was Tesco's or some factory,
yeah,
people stand outside with their back to the place.
Yeah.
Nobody stands looking at it. So psychologically, we end up kind of getting out of it. So the real key of stopping smoking is not to focus on just one side of the scale whereby you focus on the good reasons why you want to stop. We all know that smoke is going to kill us. We all know these things. It's to try and deal with the issues.
Yeah.
Like, okay, why do you smoke in the first place?
So it's to look at the crutch.
Look at the crutch. And actually, you can't just whip away the crutch.
Yeah.
You need to teach the person, hey, look, you didn't always have this crutch. And there are ways and techniques. And that's why you don't see groups. It's a one-on-one thing.
Okay.
It's a very personal thing.
Yeah.
It's very successful because of that reason. Because it's like a small degree of analysis work with me in one block, whereby you leave the clinic and you're no longer smoking because you've gotten the balance right in your head.
Right, okay.
But we tend as smokers to try and do it as a big gang.
And tell me, what's your advice, Richard, about people coming into you for that session? I mean, do you advise them to not to smoke for a few days beforehand if they can, or to have the last fag in the car?
No, they can do what they want. Like smoking, you can't just... Smoking is like a switch. You either smoke or you don't.
Okay.
One of the things that people don't realise about smoking is that when you smoke... it's like riding a bicycle. You mightn't ride a bicycle for 40 or 50 years, but once you put your bum up on a bicycle, off you go.
Yeah.
Because your mind has learned that program through repetition. Smoking is exactly the same.
Okay.
So you may stop for a period of time, but if you start smoking again, your mind just kicks back in again.
But from a physiological perspective, I mean, they say that 3 days after having your last cigarette, there's no longer any nicotine in your body.
Yeah.
Right, and nicotine is the addictive part of smoking. So if you can get through those first 3 days, surely then you should be kind of grand and say, okay, I'm not an addict anymore.
Yeah, but if you take, and it's a good point, but see, nicotine is really part of the issue. The main part of the issue with smoking is the program that's in your mind. It's like having a program in your computer.
Right.
Nicotine does obviously affect your body. But after a week, there's no nicotine left in your body. And people call them withdrawal symptoms. It's not the withdrawal symptoms of the nicotine, because this is really a myth.
Yeah.
What it is that I'm now in work.
Mm.
I used to go out at 11:05 for a cigarette. The real reason I went out for a cigarette was not really the nicotine. It was because I wanted to get away from you, and I wanted to get away from the boss, and I wanted to go out and have a fag, and I wanted to think about my wife, and I wanted to, ironically, get a bit of fresh air, and I wanted to kind of relax, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then go back into the madness again.
Uh-huh.
A patch doesn't do that.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
Like if you were my boss and I said to you, I work in some factory, and I said, Ian, is it okay if I go outside for a quick fag?
Yeah.
You go, okay, don't be long.
Yeah.
And I go outside for a fag. And I want all those things. I want to relax and I want to kind of look around and I want to get out of the factory for a few minutes or the shop.
Yeah.
And, you know, let out a bit of steam. Okay. And I come back in. That's okay, isn't it?
Sure,
it's socially acceptable.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, they're all these beautiful human things I've done. Yeah. I've relaxed and I've taken a break. And my mind assigns all those qualities to the cigarette.
Uh-huh.
And it now believes that the cigarette does this for me. So it's like a religion. Now, if you're my boss and I don't smoke, And I say, Ian, is there any chance I can go outside and stand on my own for 5 minutes?
Cut your fucking easy. What are you on about? Get back to work.
But I want what he got.
Yeah, yeah.
I want, yeah. So a cigarette becomes an enabler of the behaviour.
Yeah. Speaking of this, right, you find now, if you're out on a Friday or Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, whatever it is, that most of the crack is going on out in the smoking area of a bar. That's where everybody's congregating, having the fags, having the chat, all the rest, like, you know. So, I mean, is that another enabler, or how do you deal with that situation?
It is. It's one of the biggest reasons. It's one of the biggest things. It's also one of the biggest reasons why people want to stop, because very often people will say, well, you know, most of my friends don't smoke anymore, and I end up going out on my own, out into the rain and the drafty kind of corridors.
Or the lovely smoking area that they've constructed, with all the nice people hanging out there, like, you know, so.
So I do go out there, but now I've missed the conversation, I come back. So that's another issue where people want to stop, because it's actually the antisocial side of it as well. Some people ask me the question, you know, can I no longer go out to the smoking booth? Of course you can. You can go out there. Like, if I'm out for a few drinks and some of my people I know aren't smoking, I'll go out and I'll hang around. And, you know, because you don't smoke.
Yeah.
Because you no longer smoke. Uh-huh. And it's like that switch in your head. You're a smoker, you don't. There's no in the middle. And that's my job as a therapist, is to find that switch. And that switch is very individual, just for you.
Okay, okay. Safeharbor.ie is the website address if you want to talk to Richard. Richard, a final thing. You're talking to Billy about it. You're running on Empty Course on January 16th. That's a Wednesday, 9:30 in Dunhill Enterprise Centre. What is it again?
It's about trying to teach people how to cope with the recession. It's about people who are either the working poor, or people who are unemployed, or people who have no access to any other sort of training, who have heard me on your show for the last number of years.
Yeah.
And it's a 4 or 5 or 6, however long people want, hour session, where people come along and I can teach people, here's how your mind works, here's some practical coping skills that you can use to try and make yourself somewhere healthy this year.
And it's free of charge.
It's
as
free
well,
of charge.
Which is the big point. 9:30 a.m. Dunhill Enterprise Centre on January 16th. Go on to Running on Empty on Facebook, or Richard's Facebook page, his own personal Facebook page, Richard Burke, and it will give you instructions as to how to sign up for it. Richard, thanks a million.
Thanks, Ian.
Best of luck with it. Talk to you next week. Cheers.